Hello, this is Heats We're Obsessed With. It's a weekly showbiz podcast covering everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture updates. Comes out weekly every Friday. There's more gossip in the magazine out now. Heat Radio's on 24/7. And you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. I'm Lydia Batham, one of the reporters. Today, I'm joined by Heat Magazine's Katie Holloway.
Hi.
And Heat World's Polly Foreman.
Hiya.
So, okay, I think the thing that we all want to talk about, because I'm obsessed with it, actually can't stop playing it, is Blue Ivy.
Every time it comes up in my feed, I watch it straight.
It's just one of the best things I've ever seen, ever. To describe it, if you haven't seen it, Jay-Z and Beyonce are clapping at the Grammys. Blue Ivy is sat in between them and comes along and in the most precious way, is the only way to describe it, shushes. Like, she literally stops her parents from clapping.
We were saying it's like, if you can remember the bit in Friends when Ross tells everyone to just shut up a little bit. It's like that. She just has so much power in that relationship.
It's just done in like the most dancerish way, isn't it? It's just like this kind of like real dramatic jazz handy push down. Yeah.
Did you see the juice box as well? That was
my
favourite.
No, I didn't see the juice box.
Oh, well, there's another picture of Blue Ivy in the Grammys, obviously, like asking Beyonce to hold her juice box, and Beyonce's just sitting there just looking a bit pissed off.
Yeah.
Just like holding two juice boxes, and Blue Ivy's just got these crisps and she's just eating them.
And they're both like Beyonce and Jay-Z looking at her like she's like watching the show, just enjoying it. Beyonce's like, please don't hate me.
I did think the moment when they were shush, like Jay-Z just looked at her a bit like, oh no,
it really annoyed me. I wanted to see that whole thing play out.
I just think the Grammys would have been better with just the camera on them the whole time.
Yeah.
That would be an ideal night in for me, kind of watching that.
The thing is, it has kind of got taken out of context because she was listening to a speech and they were obviously like clapping partway through a speech and she was a bit like, no, we want to listen, apparently. But then you could just take it as a, no one else is worthy of a clap but us. That's how I love her.
I mean, not sure that six-year-old Blue Ivy really cared Camila Cabello was saying.
Unless she loves Camila Cabello.
Yeah,
you just
maybe. That's true. But I think she is just a proper little diva. Like, I thought Northwest was a diva, but I think Blue Ivy takes the crown.
How can you not be when you live a life like that, when your parents are kind of music royalty, you're at this massive fancy event, you're made to feel like you're special. Her mum is sat there in this giant hat and sunglasses. Like,
doesn't give a fuck about the people behind her.
Would you be so pissed off if you were behind Beyonce?
I'd want to be behind Blue Ivy to see what was going on.
Yeah, you're
going
to see everything there and watch all those interactions.
But yeah, I mean, if like the photo shoots that Beyonce has before any award show now. Yeah, I guess if Blue Ivy's watching that, she's like, oh, this is just my life. Everyone wants to know what I'm doing, where we're doing it. Everyone wants to hear me speak.
Yeah. Shush, mum. Do you think she knows how famous she is? Do you think she knows that everyone knows who she is at six?
I don't think she knows that she's famous, but she doesn't know anything else. So she must just think, well, this is how we live our lives and everyone else doesn't. So there's something special about me.
Mm. So apparently she's got three nannies, a personal chauffeur, a security team and a chef just for her.
Obviously.
Just for
Blue Ivy?
Yeah.
Well,
obviously. Why? How could she get around without her personal chauffeur?
Yeah, and that chef that's making Blue Ivy's meals.
Oh, God.
That probably is not an appropriate meal for, Beyonce.
Yeah, she's going to have her own individual menu every night. But yeah, I'd be really interested to know how the dynamic shifted when the twins came along. Because she's had like a good 5 years of ruling that house.
And maybe that's why she's kind of like acting up a bit, because she's got these two, twins are going to take up a lot of time. Maybe the two of the nannies are for the twins.
Yeah, true.
Maybe it's not three personal nannies.
Maybe it's the children's nannies.
Unless she needs nannies at different times of the day.
And maybe they just might need to tag team because she's such a little diva.
Do you reckon she is an actual diva? Do you reckon?
I just don't think how she couldn't be.
How could you not be when you've got parents like that who give you literally everything? It doesn't seem like they're kind of...
But then my thing is, it's interesting because it will be interesting to like watch as she grows up, because they've really had to like work hard to get where they are, and you feel like they're the kind of people that would want to instill that in their children.
That's the thing. I completely agree with you, but I don't think they are. Like the fact they've got. Like, I was thinking about the dress that she was wearing, and I thought a 6 year old would want to be in like an Elsa costume.
Yeah.
No 6 year old wanted to be in like this white
dressing gown.
It was like this weird flowy like Kate Bush number going on. It was weird.
She had a handbag too, didn't she? She was showing that to Alicia Keys, I saw. I'd just love to know what she had in the
handbag.
Because have you seen, there's like something that's on Twitter and it's this little girl with a handbag and it's just filled with crisps. Maybe she kept her juice box in there. True. Maybe the bag of crisps is in there.
Her iPhone.
Yeah, she's probably
got her iPhone
10. Who knows?
Yeah, she is ruling it, isn't she? Other big news, David Beckham has launched a football team in Miami.
Shock.
Wow. Apparently the family's going to stay, so Romeo, Cruz and Harper will stay at school in London, but he's going to up and move to Florida. And Victoria's furious. What have you got?
I'd be furious as well. I mean, yeah. I'm not surprised. Did you hear about David and Brooklyn's big night out?
Yeah, they had
a big night out till 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
In some apparently like some sort of notorious nightclub in Miami that's run by some ex-mafia man, full of naked girls.
Obviously.
It seems a bit of like a weird place to go with your dad.
Yeah,
I mean they went for like a really posh meal, which you'd think I've just moved to Miami, go for a posh meal, but then they went like on the sesh afterwards till 5.
Well, and then Victoria posted that Instagram of Harper like reading. I think that was like a screw you, like we're having this lovely little home day. And you guys are out getting pissed until 5 in the morning.
It is a bit of a not strange, because obviously there's obviously a great relationship between the two of them. It's just maybe not a conventional father-son relationship.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, I think Brooklyn's just keen to. He's like using his dad to be as cool as he possibly can be, because he's managing to like create his own mold quite well. But I think he's got to hold on to Daddy Bex for all of the contacts and stuff, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I mean, Brooklyn's living the absolute dream. He got his photography book through doing and now it's just like, it's at NYU, isn't he?
Yeah,
probably. And that's the thing, so he's going to be close. I'm not feeling too sorry for them. I don't mean to sound funny. They've got a lot of money. Pretty sure they can manage that flight on a regular basis.
That's true. Exactly. Did you see the video of them all saying congratulations?
I didn't see it, but I have heard about it.
You have to watch it. It's hearing Harper saying, Daddy. It's just like the worst noise.
And it ends
in the world.
On that as well. Yeah. But it's not, so this video is, it ends with the kids and they all like have their little piece. So they're all sat on a sofa together and they stand up and say something individually. But it's also got like Mark Anthony and then his ex, Jennifer Lopez, which is a bit weird. It's got like American football people, all like Tom Brady is in there. There's a few other people I can't think off
Will
the top
Smith's
of my head.
In there.
Oh, Will Smith's in there.
Usain Bolt.
Oh yeah, Usain Bolt, Serena Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a real mixture of all these celebs just being like, oh, it's so great, you're so amazing.
Which
you're
I do find a bit weird.
Team.
I mean, I'm the last person that can comment on football.
Me too.
Would footballers really care? Like, does it matter that Jennifer Lopez is really happy for him? Like, surely it's more about the game. I really don't get it.
Is it that he's like this team that's, I guess so far, doesn't have players?
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually,
got like
is
a
it?
Big
so he's just
support.
Decided
it's
to
his
sort
own
of go
yeah,
and
new
start
team.
A team, but he doesn't really know what's going on. Yeah. With the
so
team.
It's going to be from my brief amount of research into this. I don't really care for football very much.
There's currently no football team in America, or in that part of America, Miami. So it will play against like LA Galaxy, like who obviously Beckham used to play for.
It seems like quite a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, another good moneymaker.
Yeah.
Because they
need
it.
He's not got enough money.
Yeah.
And football's our type of football is growing in America. So I guess he's just seeing his opportunity, because it's not like he could ever buy a club here. Because if he bought a club here, he'd have to buy a really crap one.
I think it's just part of expanding brand Beckham, basically. And it's like new thing under their belt.
And he's probably missing football. It was always like his life.
Yeah.
He's not really doing anything of football anymore.
I wonder if he's going to, because he gets the boys to play, doesn't he? I wonder if he's going to start like a youth team and we're going to see Romeo or someone.
And they all end up moving out to
Miami. Yeah. Who knows?
Is it Cruz that sings?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll end up.
But Harper can hold a tune as well.
Oh, can she?
Well, she can't. That was a lie. But she has been on Instagram singing, but she is terrible. I shouldn't say that about like
Thinking
a 5-year-old
about
child.
Children in this podcast.
Yeah. She could get better. We just don't know. Now, her mum was a singer.
She was very talented.
For singing. Yes. I mean it in the loser's term. Like Jerry Halliwell. In other news, Brendan Cole has been axed from Strictly.
I was really gutted about this. We had a bit of a argument in the office about it, because some people are really not fans But I'm a bit sad.
I've never seen an episode of Strictly Come Dancing.
What? Not one.
It's probably my proudest achievement today is working at here.
That is an achievement.
I know. I don't know how I've done it. I literally have no idea.
Just whenever it comes up, like, someone's going to watch Strictly this weekend, you're like, oh, yeah, no, I'm busy. I'll do X Factor.
No, literally, that is what I've been doing. Wow. I love X Factor. I'm like Team X Factor through and through.
So you're not fussed that Brendan Cole's left?
I mean, I know that he was one of the originals, mm-hmm. and apparently people are quite angry. Was he quite controversial because he started the Strictly curse is what I have heard on the grapevine.
So he used to date another professional dancer, Camilla Dallarup, and then in the first series he got together with Natasha Kaplinsky, who was the first series winner, and that was the beginning of the beautiful Strictly curse that has funded many a page of Heat. I liked him because he was the only one that would actually fight back, and it's a bit of drama. Like, it's such a lovely program. It's like family, oh, so lovely, rainbows and smiles. But it's nice to just have someone once in a while be like, no, you shut up. I love my dance or whatever.
And also the professionals, at the end of the day, they have like a week to try and teach them to learn a whole new style every single week. So fair enough if they, you know, clap back and be like,
if they're protective. Yeah. He's like, most often he's just been defensive about insults he's got, and I think that's fair enough.
The big thing I think for a lot of it's like him and Anton de Beck, mm-hmm. who've been there since the beginning, mm-hmm. is that there's nowhere for them to go. Like, they all probably wanted to step up into judging roles, and
definitely.
The BBC probably knows that, which is why they're like,
especially with both of them being a little bit older as well. Like, some of the younger ones kind of go off to America and do Dancing with the Stars and stuff, but Brendan, he thought he was set for life, I think.
Do you think it's maybe because he's one of the older ones, he's like married with kids, he's not going to be part of the Strictly curse again?
And
they probably love the Strictly curse.
Yeah, that's true. It generates so much publicity for them. I wonder, because Anton is kind of like a relic now. So he's like the one that they have to keep because he's the novelty one, and, mm-hmm. and they have to give someone like the rubbish person
to someone. And young stars that just come in don't want to be given someone they don't have the opportunity to dance with.
Exactly. So maybe you're right. They want some fresh meat in there. It is sad. But it was heartbreaking. I don't know if you've seen the clip. And he was like choking up.
It amazes me that they make their decision now, because it's what? I guess they have to start learning the dance in like June, so it's not until then.
Yeah, I wonder if they kind of wanted it to like have calmed down a bit post Strictly, because the tour's still going. But I wonder if they wanted it. I don't know why now. It does seem odd. Or maybe he's only just been allowed to say it now.
Yeah, true. Maybe he's known for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he will be missed. I'm sure he'll find some other.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the thing.
What work
will he do?
Maybe he'll be in the West
Dancing
End.
Dancing on Ice? Oh, no, I suppose. Oh,
you'd have to learn a whole new skill.
I don't really know much about dancing.
No, but Dancing on Ice, not all of those judges can dance on ice.
True.
That's the thing. They're just
he could be a
judge.
Ashley Banjo.
That could be Ashley Banjo.
Watch your back, Ashley.
He's from New Zealand. Did you always just go back there? Maybe they'll make a space for him.
He could set up his whole Strictly Come Dancing New Zealand.
Is there like an international Strictly Come Dancing?
They've tried it, but they don't have. It's not the talent.
There's Dancing with the Stars in Australia and America, and I think they're like under the same thing. But
Dancing with the Stars, because. Bruno
and Len used to go over.
Yeah, and I think Bruno might still do the American. One. Because Kim Kardashian was on the American one.
Was she?
Really?
Yeah. As a
dancer?
No.
Yeah, she.
Oh,
years ago.
I do remember that. It was before she was like Kim Kardashian.
Was it when she was Paris Hilton's assistant.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm immediately YouTubing that when we're done. That's crazy.
I don't think she did that well.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Other things that I've managed to dodge watching is Big Brother. But it's coming
sort of
to an
semi-judged it, but I have watched.
I've watched some snippets. When the bits that get shared on Facebook, I might
watch those. Yeah. That's the easiest way to do it, is to watch the YouTube clips that you see, because they give you the arguments,
That's what I ended up doing with Love Island, going way back, because
it is just too stressful watching stuff like that, because it's on every day. And when Love Island was on, you go on holiday and you've missed the whole thing, because that's when everyone's going on holiday. It's on in June and July, and it's like, how can you keep up with the show when you're not even on every day?
It's just too much commitment.
Big Brother, that is it's a commitment, but you've committed.
I have been watching. I mean, not every day. I do have some social engagements, but I've been watching quite a lot, and I have really enjoyed it. I'm not normally a Big Brother fan, so because I can't stand when it's just like these catty, childish arguments. Mm-hmm. But it's been a bit different this year with the whole gender theme, and they've had a few more like interesting discussions. So, I mean, I think it's not hit the headlines as much, we were saying, but it has been interesting. And I think there's a surefire winner. Who is Courtney / Jane.
Jane.
I'm
literally, I watched it like for a bit. I watched it for the first couple of weeks. Mm. And I don't think there's ever been as good a contestant as Courtney / Jane.
One of the only things I've actually seen is where Courtney explains the difference between drag and trans.
And it was just incredible.
It was just told so well, and I just remember that popped up on my Facebook feed
so many times.
That's
the thing. It's a way of getting out something that is confusing for a lot of people to a really mainstream audience, and like, so it's kind of been groundbreaking in some ways.
Yeah.
And I think people like India was talking about being terrified of drag queens, and I guess quite a few people have that similar kind of. They don't understand it, so they don't engage with it. And it's like put it in the mainstream and everyone's seen, oh, he's actually this really like amazing, intelligent guy, and he's cleared up a lot of stuff for people. I'm a RuPaul Drag Race fan as well.
Yeah.
And Courtney was an amazing contestant on that, so I'm a huge fan. So I'm so glad that everyone else...
No one else is in with a chance. So the finalists are Shane. Mm-hmm. Shane...
Boys own Shane.
Just not
so many Shanes in this year.
Anna Wayne.
The Wayne.
Shane, Wayne and Shane.
Shane, Wayne. Anne Widdecombe. Mm-hmm. And Jess.
I predict that it's going to be Courtney, Shane, Jay, and Anne Widdecombe as the final two.
Oh, that's such a shame. I hate this whole, like, people are so obsessed with Anne Widdecombe this year.
She's like
a cute old lady. Like, she's voted against, like, gay marriage.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Well,
this
is the thing.
I hate that she's become all charming. It's like, I don't know. People at her shouldn't get platforms to be like a sweet old woman.
I'm
a bit uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, but that's why she stayed in so long. That's why I think she's going to be in the final, because there's this weird thing about her and people want to see the arguments and stuff. But that was Shane had a really good discussion with her. Mm. I was completely, obviously, on his side. And he was saying, you can't, just because she's been nice to you in the house, like, how can you completely dismiss everything she's ever said?
Yeah.
So what kind of arguments has Anne Widdecombe been having then? Just because I haven't.
She's so, like, traditional, Catholic, conservative.
Right.
So she hates swearing, any sort of what she calls lewd behaviour, which can literally be them, like, shoving each other a bit. And, like, the fact that Shane had a really close relationship with Andrew, even though Andrew wasn't gay, she couldn't understand that, even though he tried to explain it to her. And so she flips off at everything. And even when they try and explain it to her, she doesn't listen. She's very narrow-minded, basically.
Has she gone up for eviction?
She has, and she's constantly been saved.
Really?
This is the thing. I think it's that the Big Brother audience love someone like her because she's so controversial.
Yeah, she gives a bit of fire to it. But that means she probably won't win.
No, I definitely didn't think she'll
win. Because you vote to up until a certain point, you vote to evict someone, and then it turns to the point you're going to.
Yeah.
People find her funny, though. Like, there was that meme going around of her trying to straighten her
hilarious.
Hair. Yeah. So people are like, oh, Anne Widdecombe, how funny, let's vote for her. And it's like, she's actually quite a poisonous woman.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Some people just don't know.
Yeah, true.
And some people just ignore it because they're like, yeah, lol, look at you.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but in a way, that straightening the hair thing to me, it just says everything about just being a bit out of touch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how can you? I mean, basically, she doesn't understand a mirror.
It's a very big
metaphor.
That's
what it was.
Yeah, it really is. God. But yeah, we don't want her to be the next Gemma Collins. We don't want to be Hannah.
No.
I think
the next Kim Woodburn.
Reactions.
Kim Woodburn's a much better person than she is.
Yeah, true. No, I think Courtney is ready for the tiara.
And we briefly talked about Kim Kardashian making her appearance on Dancing with the Stars. Now she's Oh, she's got her tits out, hasn't she?
What is she doing?
About
is she okay?
I literally opened my Instagram and I was like, what the hell is this?
I'm actually a bit... I don't know what is going on. She's very... I also find it a bit odd that she's had this baby by a surrogate and she just posted all these nude pictures of her looking amazing.
Exactly.
Is it not a bit like, oh, look how good I look?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Having said, she talked about all the reasons that she was having a surrogate, like her health issues, and she had such difficult pregnancies. But now it basically seems like she's going, I wanted a banging bod.
Yeah, literally.
I've had a baby and I
work hard for my bod. I'm not getting rid of it. Yeah. So there was one where she's got her hair in braids. Well, that's controversial enough. She's wearing some kind of fur coat. That was controversy number two. She's wearing a white thong, and yeah, she's just got... It's kind of like she's semi-blurred out the nipple.
Yeah, there's like
she?
A little box over the nipple that's obviously to comply so that Instagram won't take it down, basically.
And then there's another one where she's looking at some pictures and her arse.
Do you know, one of the things that I find really offensive is how cheap that thong looks. It looks like she's picked it up from Primark.
It does.
At least put on a nice pair of pants.
It also looks like one that you know, maybe someone could have put some like sweets on and eaten them off. Like some kind of
string. It just looks like a cheese slice.
It really doesn't look like it.
I feel like she's actively trying to get people to troll her because she's done all these things, and she knows she's going to get trolled for cultural appropriation. She knows she's going to get trolled for what she's wearing for the fur coat. She just loves it. And I don't know why now she's got a newborn baby, which is obviously very stressful. Why are you trying to get the whole world to troll you? It seems like weird timing. You'd think like, oh, I feel so blessed with life. I'm going to take some time off social media, spend some time with my baby, not offend everyone. Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit weird. It's Kim Kardashian. And like, I feel like there's nothing she can do now that will surprise us.
That's true.
It's all for the fame, isn't it? So,
and it's you're right. She wants to invite articles that are Kim Kardashian's brand of feminism isn't ours, and she loves it. She lives for it. They'd rather be in the headlines than out of them.
Poor Chicago.
Oh, so how do you think Chicago
poor
is
doing? Baby
what
shy.
How do we reckon?
Has she met Chicago? I know. Where is Chicago?
I know.
Yeah.
Where are
they? Just be outside taking pictures. Out of context. Where is Chicago? It's just like...
Because, I mean, even, there was a little part of me that was like, well, maybe these were taken a while ago, but no. Because the hair, we know it's recent. And there's been pictures, just went up today, I think, of her on a beach recreating, I don't even know who Bo Derek is, sadly, but that's who has inspired the braids. And when she wore the braids, there was some sort of beach photo shoot, and Kim is, like, recreating that. So there's been pictures of her today on a beach. Somebody's like, I don't know if they're putting makeup on her bum. I don't know what is going on, but they are fiddling with her bum. And she's like lounging around. So who knows where Chicago was today? Like, she's obviously, that was in her diary, no matter that she's had a baby, like, not had a baby, sorry.
Yeah, no, but she's...
that she welcomed a baby into her life.
Yeah,
she's... 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's scheduling in bum photo shoots. Oh, and it just makes me angry.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me that she's having bum
after
photo
all
shoots.
That as well. After all, going through the surrogacy and talking about how excited she was and like how it's going to be so special and saying what a special experience, and she just goes off and gets a bum photo.
It does make you wonder. I imagine it must be weird having a surrogacy or surrogate because you're just. Like, suddenly you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
And then...
Suddenly there's a baby.
Suddenly you're handed a baby.
I know. Mm. Well, that's what I wonder if there's like a bit of a disconnect there or something. But then it's Kim Kardashian. Like, there must
be... I think if there actually was a disconnect, she wouldn't be doing this because she'd be trying to make up for it and trying to prove.
True.
I reckon it's all fine.
Yeah.
But she's just being silly.
Well, she's just being Kim K. She's just got to keep herself in the spotlight.
Yeah.
She's got to keep those. Maybe she's got another book of her pictures coming out.
Well, she's got fragrances coming out, hasn't she?
She's
got to get the bum out for that.
Anything that could come next from her? What do we reckon?
I just don't... I honestly don't know where she could go from here.
What, I mean, she's done everything.
Twins, maybe, on the way. I mean,
Beyonce's already done
twins.
It's
going to be Kylie's turn after. Mm. Kim's got to take a back seat for Kylie. Who knows?
Well, Chloe's got one too.
Yeah.
Mm. We always... She's just got forgotten about. If I were Chloe, I'd be really annoyed.
Oh, God, I'd be happy. But,
would
I mean,
you?
Well,
if
I
you
would not
Chloe,
be in that family.
That's true,
But if I were Chloe, I would take the privacy I could get. I'd be like, yeah, Kim, you look great. Do some more.
Yeah, but that's not Chloe, is
it? Yeah, exactly.
I guess we all still care. That's the big thing.
Yeah. That's the thing. She gets us talking about it.
I think I've never cared more about the Kardashians than I do right now.
Yeah.
Because
really?
Of their babies.
Because of the babies.
I'm obsessed. I can't get enough.
The babies.
They've done it very well.
Yeah.
When do you think Kylie's due?
Well, apparently imminently.
Saying, but then those pictures of her the other day, I feel like she did not look like 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe the ones in the car.
I think she's already had it.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe she's not pregnant at all and they're all just taking
us on.
This is what I hate. They make us guess.
I know.
But I always thought the Kardashians is not smoke without fire. Shut it down early.
Definitely.
I think it's Chris also releasing the news to she's the source, I think.
Oh, definitely. Every time.
I think everyone knows that she's the source.
Yeah.
That's why It's like a meme, isn't
She's got TMZ on speed dial.
She definitely does.
Hey guys. It's me again.
We'll naturally keep you updated with all of the baby news because we are obsessed with it, which is what this podcast is called. Again, it comes out weekly every Friday. There's more showbiz gossip in the magazine, which is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.